And I'm David Green here in Houston, Texas, where we are watching Tropical Storm Harvey very closely. It's back over the Gulf of Mexico now, but still pulling moisture and dropping endless rain over the city of Houston. And for one group here, there is this additional layer of worry. Undocumented immigrants have to deal with flooded neighborhoods like everyone else in the city. But under President Trump's immigration crackdown, many of them fear coming out of the shadows to look for help. Here's NPR's John Burnett.
The rain came down in sheets. An older Mexican man, wearing a plastic sack for a poncho, watched us warily from the front porch of a house in need of paint near the rising waters of Buffalo Bayou. We approached. He gave his name as Arnulfo and did not offer a surname. He said he works construction and he's here illegally. Arnulfo says he's afraid. Afraid of going to the store for supplies. Afraid of calling for rescue if the water inches up his porch. Afraid of getting arrested and deported back to San Luis Potosí, Mexico. He's part of a huge undocumented population in Houston, estimated by the Pew Research Center at 575,000, the third largest in the nation. The storm strikes at a particularly precarious time for people in the country illegally. Federal agents are aggressively arresting any undocumented immigrant they encounter. And in only 3 days, the state of Texas institutes a new law that permits any peace officer to check the immigration status of any person they detain. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, speaking to reporters yesterday, was adamant that no one who lives in his city should be afraid to call 911 during this record-breaking inundation.
If you're in a stressful situation, I don't care who you are, I don't care what your status is, I do not want you to run the risk of losing your life or a family member, call, don't hesitate to call, we will respond.
In fact, the mayor, who is a lawyer, tweeted, if someone wants to deport them, I will represent them myself. Perhaps in response to the mayor's concerns, Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement released a joint statement yesterday afternoon from Washington. They said they would not be enforcing non-criminal immigration laws at evacuation sites, shelters, or food banks. The agency said their top priorities were life-saving and life-sustaining activities. One local immigrant advocate commented, if there's ever a time when Houston needs its undocumented population, which is heavily represented in the construction trades, it will be when the city starts to rebuild after Harvey. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.